Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Going up yonder. Welcome to a kingdom call because it is truly kingdom time. We are excited. We are grateful. We are thankful to God for another opportunity. Amen. To come to you through Blog Talk Radio and give you a word from the Lord. We are excited. To God be the glory. I am Elder Jordan, and again, this is a kingdom call. It's kingdom time, folks. So So go ahead and dial someone up. Go ahead and check someone and let them know that we are on the air tonight and we are excited and we're looking forward to the word that God is sharing with us on tonight. God bless you. It's Wednesday. It is September the 23rd. We are entering into a new year according to the Jewish calendar, and we are looking forward to what God is saying to the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Well, we are back. We've been gone for a little bit doing kingdom work, and God has miraculously and so awesomely showed up and showed out and just proved himself to us, through us, and with us. We were taking him to the street. Him, quote unquote, is Jesus, hallelujah, the gospel, the King of Kings, taking Jesus to the streets, and we went to the intercity of Baltimore. We were on the streets for 5 days, and we saw God do a marvelous work. And so we were on location. Amen. We were on assignment, and therefore we were not able to be on the broadcast. So we are back, and we are excited about it. So again, take this moment and let someone know that a kingdom call is on tonight, and we have some wonderful information to share. We want to talk a little bit about this Jewish holiday that we are a part of as Christians, hallelujah, and then we want to get back into our teaching on the seven I Ams out of the book of John. Hallelujah. We do want to share with you our assignments and what God has for us as we go forth, continue to go forth in doing kingdom work in the latter part of this year. We want to take time to share that with you. So if you would get your calendars, get your notepads, and whatever you use to gather up your information, we want to invite you to our outreach and the events that we do. And so I would have Sister Monica to come and share with you what our ministry is doing. And we would pray that you would be a part of what God is doing with us in the end times of 2015. Are you with us, Sister Monica?
I am. Good evening, everyone. I would like to remind you that every Monday evening at 9:30, we have the open prayer line, the Kingdom Call prayer line. The number is 218-936-6142. The access code is 772-937. 772-937. This is each Monday at 9:30 p.m. is our prayer, open prayer line. Everyone is encouraged to come and pray on the line with us. Each third Sunday evening, we go to the Lusteric Jail to minister to the women at 6 p.m. So we ask for your continued prayers in this effort. We also ask for donations of Bibles. It can be new or used Bibles. Please help us with this effort as well. Coming up on October the 10th, Shady Grove Church will have its annual Women's Ministry Brunch, and Elder Jordan will be the guest speaker. This is from 9 to 12 at 4802 Berman Road in Dallas, and the zip code is 75216. Again, that's Saturday, October the 10th. This will be a women's ministry brunch. On October 24th, Elder Jordan will also be speaking at My Sister, My Friend in Duncanville. This event is from 12 to 4, and we'll get you more information as soon as we receive it. But on October 24th, My Sister, My Friend, this will be another event. October 31st, the First Free Will Baptist Church, located at 1415 Wheatland Road in Duncanville. That's 1415 Wheatland Road in Duncanville, 75216. We'll be having a mind, body, and soul health fair. And this is being presented by Granite Place Ministries. This is October 31st from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. Also coming up in November, we will have our Thanksgiving feast. So now is the time where we are planning and gathering all of our resources together so that we may be a blessing to the community that God is calling us to. If you would like to help us in these efforts, please email us or give us a call, and we'll be happy to give you more information. And this will be in November for Thanksgiving. For Christmas, December, we'll have Christmas with the seniors. If you would like to help with this event, donations or volunteering, please let us know. We would love to have you join in with us in these two events where we are reaching out to our brothers and sisters. All prayer requests, we ask you to please send them to lwjministries@gmail.com. That's lwjministries@gmail.com. If you would like to send a donation, please send it to P.O. Box 852-501, Mesquite, Texas, 75185. That's P.O. Box 852-501, Mesquite, Texas, 75185. You can also make donations at our website at LindaJordanMinistries.com. LindaJordanMinistries.com. And you can go to the donation button, and that is through PayPal. These are our kingdom assignments. Thank you so much.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you for those announcements, and we are excited, and we are grateful for an opportunity to give back to the community, to give back to those who are less fortunate. We do know that when this time of the year, it can be difficult for people who are struggling with finances and struggling with the loss of a loved one. The last 3 months, the last quarter of the year, just kind of tends to bring families together and get that excitement of love and harmony flowing. And so we want to invite you to partner with us. The more we get, the more we can give. The more we have, the more people we can touch. And so please go to the website. You can also get information about our work off of the Facebook page, the website, LindaJordanMinistries.com. Facebook page would be the same. And get in touch with us and help us as we go out to be the hands and the legs and the mouthpiece for our Savior during this time of the year, Thanksgiving, the fall season. I also would like to invite our listeners to join us as we celebrate with Faith Bible Church. Pastor Don Chittle and Faith Bible Church will be celebrating their anniversary. It's just going to be a wonderful time of worship. So please join us. And Sister Monica, do you happen to have that address for for Maddie Nash?
I can have it for you before we get off the line.
Okay. And so please know that we would like to invite you. It is 4 p.m. this Sunday at the Maddie Nash Recreation Center in West Dallas off of Westmoreland. With Pastor Don Chittle is the senior pastor there. And so it's all about the kingdom. It's all about building one another up and sharing of Jesus Christ. I do want to add that we were at the Lusteric Jail on Sunday, and as I would ask that you would continue to pray for us and pray for the inmates, the women, the men that are incarcerated. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and to destroy, but God comes to give us life and to give it to us more abundantly. And those that are bound by the prison walls, they need our prayers. The enemy is rampant, and I know that you know that. And these are women that are parents, our employers, our employees. I mean, it's just something how the enemy has come and tricked and fooled us to fall into his traps. And as a result, some of it received jail time. So please pray for the incarcerated. They need the Lord. They need to be restored. They need to be renewed. And we had an awesome, awesome time at the Lusteric Jail, and we're there once a month. So please remember those that are incarcerated. They have families, they have children. Their stories is just heartbreaking. And we're just going to stand in the gap and believe God for them. So to God be the glory. And we thank you again for joining us and partnering with us. We think that this is a good round. As a matter of fact, we know that it is. And so to invite you to partner with us as we continue to share the gospel, as we continue to go from state to state, as we continue to be about the Father's business, this kingdom in time. You are able to go to our website, and so you're able to call us, and we can give you further information, but we cannot do this without your support. And those of you who sold and prayed and supported this last kingdom assignment, taking them to the streets of the inner city, we cannot tell you thank you enough. I want to encourage you to go to our Facebook page and see what your money, what your prayers, what your support helped to do. It was an awesome, awesome move of God. It was an experience where we would never be the same. And absolutely those people, the many, many, many people that we touch, they would never be the same. So what you do, it goes back to the people, back into the world, back to people that we can touch. So we solicit your prayers. We solicit your financial support in Jesus' name. We thank you for that. Now, I wanted to take a few minutes for going into our lesson tonight just to talk a little bit about what has been happening with the body of Christ through the Hebrew calendar. Last week, we celebrated
Rosh Hashanah, which was the Jewish celebration of the head of the year, and getting ready to leaving Rosh Hashanah, we entered into yesterday was the new year. Rosh Hashanah was the head of the year, and the 22nd was Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement. It is observed on September the 22nd through the 23rd, and it is known as a Jewish holiday, Jewish Day of Atonement. And that year is 5776 on the Hebrew calendar, and it starts from sundown yesterday, September the 22nd, till the nightfall of tonight, September the 23rd. And I thought it would be important and worth noting we as believers to have some understanding, to take note, and even to reflect on this holiday that is so greatly honored and celebrated by our Jewish brothers and sisters. So the Day of Atonement is considered to be one of the most important days of the Jewish year. And it, of course, is celebrated with a feast and all of that. But what's important about Yom Kippur is it ends the day of awe. And it's a 10-day period where the Jewish begin to reflect on what they've done. They go through a period of repentance and return back to God. And that's what the Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, is. And so I thought that with us celebrating and being a part of that Jewish descent through our Savior Jesus Christ, it is important for us. There are some things that I think if we would take a moment to reflect according to what God has asked us to do, that we have fallen short. I certainly know that I have. And this would be a great opportunity to repent, to ask for forgiveness, and to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us and get us back in alignment. The Day of Atonement, is a time of prayer, a time of repenting, a time of fasting, a time of praying, and just really getting before the Lord. And we set a aside to seek God for prayer, for fasting, for consecrating. And this, too, is another opportunity that I believe we need to join in being a part of that. And so I want to bring that to your attention. We will be praying at the end of our broadcast tonight, and we will release the sound of the shofar, which is a part of this celebration, a part of this time of fasting, as the ending of the fast, the ending of the celebration. They always preceded the blowing of the shofar. And so on this Day of Atonement, as we end our prayer, we will release the sound, hallelujah, of the shofar, indicating that we have entered into a new season, ending one season and entering into a new season. Hallelujah. Well, as we had started a few weeks back, the seven I am's of the great book of John. We picked up with tonight, the saying that I am, glory to God, the light of the world. I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. And that's what we're looking at tonight. Amen. Jesus, in the book of John, and it is chapter 8, and it's verse 12. It reads, when Jesus spoke again, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Amen. And again, that's in John 8:12. And as I begin to revisit and study and look at this verse, I was looking, you know, at the light of the world. Also looking at the light of life. And so to me, this means those who follow Jesus, if you are following Jesus, you will not be ignorant of what is to come. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of life. So whatever is going on in your life today, you want to examine it and see what issues you're having, what's weighing you down, what's going on, and why. Is it because you have stepped away from the light? Is it because you have not opened yourself to the Word of God, which is where true life and light comes from? John 1:4 reminds us that in him was life. So if we want life, and if we want it more abundantly, we want life according to how God wants us to have it, then we need to be receiving the Word of God. The Word of God gives life to everything. The Word of God gives light. John says it was the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was life. The Word was life. And so everything that we need is wrapped up in God's Word. So when we are not receiving, when we are not giving, we need to step back and see if we are plugged in to the real light. He said, I am the light of the world. Now, the I am statement, it fits into several verses in the whole book of John. Jesus was comparing himself here to the rising of the sun. Well, looks like the enemy does not want us to talk about the light, hallelujah, but we're going to talk about the light, hallelujah. So I do apologize for that interruption, but we will not it will not stop us from moving forward with sharing about the great I am, hallelujah. I am the light of the world. And so the sun was the symbol of the Jehovah God. Mm-hmm. And there is in our universe, there is only one sun, and it is in the center of the source of life. But there is also one God who is in the center of all of our source. and is the source of our life. So God is light, and wherever the light is, it shines. The light reveals the wickedness of man. You can look at Ephesians 5:8, and it will share about man's sin. But the statements of the great I am gives us the divinity of our God. He is great. He is the light of the world. Genesis says, let there be light. And in the beginning, there had to be light before God was able to do anything. Amen? Because when it's dark, we can't do much work in darkness. Now, I understand that thieves and robbers, you know, burglars, they would prefer darkness. They would prefer light to do what they want to do because they're doing something that they shouldn't do, and they need the darkness to help hide them. Mm-hmm. But we as children of the light, we as being connected to the light, we want the light to shine in us. The scripture says for us to work while it is day, because night is going to come. And when night comes, no man can work. And as we look at what is going on in the world that we're in today, we can clearly see that our world is a world of darkness, a world of sin, a world of weighted burdens. Because the enemy comes to do what I said, to kill, steal, and destroy. But God has come to give us life through the light of his word. When I was looking at this, I thought about the solar panels that they have out now, and how the solar panels are supposed to give you power from the light, from the rays of the sun. And I looked at that and I thought, that's exactly, glory to God, what the power of the light that we get from God does to us. Jesus is our power source. He is our light. He is our life, amen? And if we need more light, then we need to get connected to the power source. Jesus is our power source. And as we stay connected, we will have the power to tread over the serpents. We would have the power to tread over the scorpions. We would have the power over the enemy, because our power source would give us what we need to be victorious. Jesus is the light of the world. We live in a dark world. And if we would allow our light to shine, then the people, as I say, in the world that are groping, that are stumbling, that are searching, and we clearly experienced that while we were on the streets of the inner city of Baltimore. We clearly experienced how powerful the light and how powerful God's life is when we go to the streets. There is not enough of the body of Christ, the saints, the believers, taking him to the streets, taking him into this dark world and allowing your light to shine. It's not enough, because when we're out there, they're running to us. They're coming up on us because they're hungry, because they're thirsty. because they are tired of feeling their way around in darkness, stumbling and falling and hurting themselves when they can reach up and touch the light. So it is our calling, it is our duty, it is our responsibility to go, saints of God. It's our responsibility to allow this light that we have to shine in a dark world. We are to expose ourselves where there is darkness. When you step in, the light takes away all of the darkness. But if you don't go, saints, woman of God, man of God, if you don't go, then you are failing to allow the light that you carry to bring life to someone else who is stumbling, who is groping, who is in darkness. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. We need to be exposed to the light. We can stay connected to the light by reading our word, by staying in worship, by being in his presence, by meditating on the word. That's how we stay in the light. That's how we stay connected to the light. Jesus is our power source. His light is always shining. When our light gets dim, it's because we have stepped away from our daily devotion. We have stepped away from plugging in to all of the resources of the prayer network. There's so many prayer ministries. There's churches that's preaching the gospel. I mean, we have no excuse to keep our light trimmed and burning, because there are so many different ways that we can stay prayed up. We can stay connected to the light. So I want to encourage you to continue to read your word. Continue to sing praises unto the Lord. Continue to walk in the light, this beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around me by day and by night. Jesus, he is the light of the world. Amen. Jesus is the light of the world. I want you to take a, just jot a couple of scriptures down for your reading. It is Psalms 84 and 11, talking about the sun that is the symbol of our Father, God. Also, jot down Ephesians 5, 8 through 14. And then, of course, our scripture reading was John 8 and verse 12. When we follow the light, we can trust God. We do trust God. If we didn't trust him, we wouldn't follow him. The gospel is the spiritual light that shines in us. But if we are disconnecting ourselves, if we are not, the Bible talks about iron sharpening iron. And in this hour, we want our iron to be sharpened. Amen. We want to be that vessel. We want to be that mouthpiece. We want to be the hands and the feet and the mouthpiece of God. I'm telling you, saints, they're looking for us. We witnessed it. We saw it. God loves everyone. He so loved the world that he sent his only son so no one would have to not be, that, so no one would be lost. But it is incumbent unto us to go into this dark world and let the light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shine through us, and to be, and let that life, and let that light give life. The light of the world gives life to mankind. And we have that, and we can freely give it if we would turn our focus away from ourselves. I just shared with you about Yom Kippur, a new year, glory to God, a new season, another opportunity to shift our thinking off of self, me and mine, and to put it to the kingdom, to take my thinking into the kingdom. And so when we are praying, we want to ask God to forgive us. We want to allow this celebration of Yom Kippur, the new year, the Day of Atonement, to lay these things down. Selfishness, unforgiveness, bitterness. We want to lay these spirits down, these strongholds down, and allow the Holy Spirit to fill us up as we enter into the new year, 5776, hallelujah, with a new mindset, with a new willingness to continue, even in a greater way, to redirect my steps in a greater way, to connect me to do more of what you have called me to do, God. Amen. We want to repent. Let's just be honest. We've not done it all the way God has commanded us to do. Well, guess what? As we end this celebration of Yom Kippur, you can say, Father, forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. Hallelujah. We want to be about the Father's business in these last days. And he's given us that opportunity, and we want to take heed to the time that God is speaking to us. Amen? So to God be the glory. I want to get my, let's see, get my shofar ready, hallelujah, at the end of our time of praying. We want to sound, blow the shofar, hallelujah, in honor of our ending one season and entering into a new year. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We are going to enter into our time of prayer. Want to be mindful of the prayer requests that we received. We have from some of the pastors. We are lifting up pastors tonight. We are definitely going into time of repentance and forgiveness and stepping into a spiritual awareness of what God is saying to us, glory to God, in this new year, 5776. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Were there any prayer requests that you want to release before we pray? You can come forth at this time.
Pray much for me.
Hallelujah.
And my family.
Amen. We will be lifting up families tonight.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Anyone else? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we just praise you tonight. And we give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you because you are God. And we thank you that you are the light of the world. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the life and the very breath that we breathe. And we come tonight in the name of Yeshua, Father. We come as we recognize the season of head of the year, Rosh Hashanah, as we recognize and understand that you are giving us a time in Yom Kippur, Father, a day of atonement to come before you and asking for forgiveness, asking you, Lord God, to forgive us of our sins and things that we should have done that we failed to do and things that we did, God, that we should not have done. We just ask you, Father, to forgive us. Father, cleanse us and renew your spirit within us, God. We give ourselves away tonight and we lay ourselves on the altar tonight, Father. And we ask you, Lord God, to just clean us up and raise us back up as we enter into this new season, oh God, where you are going to show yourself strong in us. Father, we repent. Forgive us. We thank you that your word reminds us that you are faithful and you are just to forgive us from all unrighteousness, Lord God, if we would simply just ask. So, Father, we thank you tonight that we are reminded, Lord God, of the Day of Atonement. We are reminded, Lord God, of our sins, that we can cast our cares on you, that we can be washed in the blood of the Lamb, Lord God. We thank you tonight, Father. We thank you for the study of our word tonight, that you are the light of the world, Lord God, and you have the life, and you release life in us. And we thank you, God, that your light is so shining in us as we go, oh God, into this dark world, Father, that people that are searching, people that are stuck in the muck, in the miry, oh God, can come out of darkness, oh God, by your light that is shining so bright among us, Lord God. Father, we thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for the repositioning, Lord God, and the redirecting and giving us another opportunity, my Father. Hallelujah. Ah, God, to be a light, Lord God, to be a vessel, oh God, for you. Hallelujah. Father, we come tonight, Father, just thanking you for the opportunity to walk the streets of the inner city of Baltimore. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for each person that was able to travel and go on this kingdom assignment. God, we thank you for each person, dear Father, that was able to touch, glory to God, and receive from you. We thank you that you gave us downloads and we were able to release it, Lord God, and we decree and declare that the people will never be the same. The businesses that we were able to go in and out of, and the streets, the communities, Father, we thank you for the souls, hallelujah, that was added to the body of Christ, to the kingdom. We thank you, and we cover those souls, oh God, in the name of Yeshua. Father, we take this time tonight, God, to pray for the women in Lusteric jail, Father, hallelujah. We thank you that they are precious to you, Father, and we say that there are no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Father, we have their prayer request, and we lift it up to you, Father, and we We ask you to answer their prayers. We ask you to keep them under your safety, Lord God, that you would protect them, that, oh God, that their lessons learned while incarcerated, that you have them still to get into your presence. We pray for their families, their children, where someone else is left to care for their children. We pray a special blessing, a protection around the children. Cover their minds and let them not get weary and bitter and angry because their mom is not with them. Father, we pray a special blessing over our children today. Father, we pray for families. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that you ordained family. So we pray for that husband. We pray for that father. We pray for that wife and that mother. We pray, oh God, for the children. We pray for the structure of the family. Hallelujah. And we bind the enemy who wants to kill and destroy and bring division and bring sickness and bring debt and lack into the family structure. Father, we decree strong, healthy families in the name of the Lord Jesus. We give you praise tonight for the body of Christ. We say the body of Christ is rising up. The body of Christ is taking their stand. The body of Christ is not ashamed of the gospel. The body of Christ has an urgency and a 911 to go into the all of the world and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Tonight, God, we pray for those who are lost in their sin, those who are struggling with addictions, those who are confused in their minds, those who have turned their back on you, Father. We pray, oh God, for those who are lost, that they would come to you. You said, if I be lifted up, God, I'll draw all men unto you. Tonight we lift you up, Father. Tonight we raise you high. Tonight, Lord God, we say, have your way, oh God. We have loved ones. We have co-workers. We have people in our neighborhood, Lord God, who is far from you, Father. Touch by your spirit. Touch with your love. Draw them back unto you, Lord God. We pray tonight, Father, for those that are incarcerated, for those that are under the bridge, for those that are in the hospital, those that are on life support. Father, you are the one that healeth thee. You are the one who can raise the sick and touch those who are blind. You are the one who can do all things but fail. So tonight, Father, we come asking you to intervene on those who are in need of an answer, those who are in need of a turnaround, those who are in need of a right now answer, God. Nothing is too hard for you, God. Oh, God, you turn water into wine. You cause the blind to see. You even raise the dead. Nothing is too hard for you, God. So those who are dealing with right now situations, God, we ask you to step into it, Father. We ask you to intervene, Lord God. We ask you to turn it around. Cause your favor to rest upon them, God. We pray tonight, Father, for those who are grieving because of the loss of a loved one. We pray tonight for that mother, that father, that sister or brother, Lord God. Oh, God, who is in need of some divine protection, who is in need of wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Father, wipe away the tears. Lift up the bowed down head. Turn things around, Lord God, for your glory, God. We pray for our teenagers. We pray for our children. We pray for the young adult, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, that our children, oh God, will not be lost, Lord God. Our children will stand for holiness, will stand for righteousness, will not be tempted by the tempter, Lord God. We cover them in the blood of Jesus. And we declare that no weapon formed against our children will be able to prosper, for they are the head. They are above. They are blessed in the field. They are blessed everywhere that they go. Father, tonight we pray, oh God, for Israel. We pray, oh God, for Jerusalem. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray, Lord God, against this ISIS and all of the wars and the rumor of wars. And we thank you that our country is safe. And we thank you, Lord God, for the Jews and the Gentiles to worship together and the Jewish to recognize you, Father, as the great and only Messiah, the mighty one, God. We give you praise tonight, God. We ask that you would just minister to those that are in need all around the world and third world countries, God. We have missionaries on the battlefield that are sacrificing their life to share the God, to let their light shine, hallelujah, to take your word, Lord God, into dark places. Father, we pray a hedge of protection around the persecuted Christians, Lord God. We pray a hedge of protection, Father, around those who called it not robbery to go out and share the gospel in places where it has been forbidden. Father, let your light shine. Protect them and keep them, Lord God. Father, we just praise you tonight. And we thank you, Lord God, that we're able, oh God, to freely share the gospel. We're able to freely pray, Lord God. We're able, oh God, in these United States of America, Father, to be able to talk about the goodness of our God. So, Father, we thank you that we are blessed. We thank you that we are covered in the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you are in complete control, Lord God. And we give America, we repent on the behalf of America. We ask you to forgive us, oh God, for opening the doors, oh God, and allowing things that you have forbidden us to do, oh God. We've allowed it to come in. God, we pray for our country. We ask you, oh God, to smile and not turn your back on America, but embrace America again. Forgive us, Lord God. And I ask that America bow to their knees to honor and reverence our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we give you praise on tonight, and we just thank you that you are in control. And as we, Lord God, look at this celebration of Yom Kippur, we thank you, Father, that you are a God that will forgive us, that you are a God that will shine and smile and breathe down on us again. And, Father, for that, we give you praise. Now, bless every listener, Lord God. Bless every partner, Father. Bless every person that is connected to this ministry, Linda Jordan Ministries. Bless each one, Lord God, and everyone that's connected to them, Lord God. We thank you that what we need comes in to do what you have called us to do. Father, we love you tonight, and we thank you that you are in control. And we know that there's no good thing that you will withhold from us, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you tonight. We ask that you would bless our listeners as they lay their heads on their pillows to rest, Lord God. Oh, God, that you would minister to them and allow them to have sweet rest in you and rise in the morning, giving you the glory, giving you the honor, and giving you the praise. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory and honor as we remember this day, Yom Kippur, New Year, 5776. To God be the glory for the great things that you are doing in our lives. Hallelujah. And thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. We celebrate you. God be the glory. God bless you. This is Elder Jordan, and this is A Kingdom Call. Good night.